The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It's been the ambition of every totalitarian state to control every aspect of behavior, of conduct, of thought. None of them have been able to do it. Even in Hitler's Germany, you can cross the Alps and you can hide in an attic like Anne Frank did.
You can't deal with the argument on its merits because it's bonkers.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a...
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I'm old enough to remember Joe Biden promised civility and decency. There's been a shortage of respect for one another. I'm going to fix all that. Well, yesterday is what happens when you see a presidency in complete turmoil. You think I'm wrong about Biden's promise? You think I'm wrong about the pledge? Let's go back just a year ago, almost a year ago to the day. I give you Grandpa Joe, January 20th, 2021.
I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
Well, glad you brought it back, that lack of decency. Yesterday in the White House, I fast forward a year, now we've got a presidency that, frankly, I'm sure is shocking to all the dumbbells who voted for Joe Biden. We've got an economy whose inflation rate soaring, gas prices through the roof, shortage on the shelves of groceries, shortage of used cars, places being looted, trains being looted in Los Angeles. You see that, those video images? We've got surging border crisis. We've got the U.S. putting troops on high alert over Russia. We've got just one disaster after another, which perhaps led Grandpa Joe to respond angrily to Fox News Channel's Peter Ducey yesterday.
Would you change President Trump's picture back? Do you think your place is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a...
So Peter Ducey is a stupid son of a blank in front of a microphone where people pretend that Joe Biden didn't remember there's a microphone. He may not have. I'm not sure he remembered what room he was in or what day it or what year it is. If you don't know what year it is, chances are he doesn't know when a microphone is on or off in front of him. But I suspect he did. I suspect this was intentional. Look at me, progressives. Don't get mad at me for not fighting back. I'm a fighter. I'm just like Trump. Oops. I had a rare disagreement with my dear friend Mark Davis this morning because, you know, Mark started to kind of compare the Trump era to the Biden era. And Trump, he said, would have never said that to a reporter. Well, he did. He literally called Chuck Todd of NBC the same thing. And Mark was trying to say, yeah, but it was different. It's in the briefing. No, it's not different. Donald Trump called people that and worse. America loved that. He was a sharp-elbowed businessman who didn't tolerate fools. So, you know, with all due respect to my fellow Trump supporters, don't look silly by getting all bent out of shape over Biden's cursing out Peter Ducey. React the way Peter Ducey did. Here was a funny exchange between Jesse Waters last night and Peter Ducey, who was the subject of Biden's vitriol, quote unquote. This is how we should respond. Not the way the hysterical media responds every time Trump says something that they want to shut down or attack. And of course we know that they gave Biden a pass yesterday because, after all, he cursed at a Fox News reporter. It would be different, probably. They'd probably have a fraternity, a brotherhood aspect, if he cursed out, you know, Yamiche Alcindor. But when you curse out Peter Ducey, that's okay. And it was all taken in stride by Peter and Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters yesterday.
There was a group of reporters that were all gathered. We listened to him explain the Competition Council, which is the reason that he's having this meeting with most of the cabinet. And somebody shouted out a question about Russia, and the president said, I'm not going to take questions right now about anything off topic. So I shouted out something that's not on my two pages of questions about crime. Okay, what about inflation? Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? And then he said that, and I couldn't even hear him because people were shouting at us to get out. But somebody came up to me in the briefing room a few minutes later and said, did you hear what the president said? And I said, no, what? They said, he called you a stupid SOB. And I said, did he say SOB? And the person said, no.
He did the elongated version.
You know, Bonton?
Yep. So, Ducey, I think the president's right. You are a stupid SOB.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet and said it's not true.
No one's given Pinocchio's for that one.
Now that's classic. And that's the right. CNN never did that when Trump said something that they found offensive. MSNBC never. I mean, they took Trump so seriously that they were thrown into fits of rage and hyperventilation because they didn't like Trump's style. And here is another chipping point at the Biden presidency. If this was the guy who was supposed to restore civility and decency and dignity to the Oval Office, well, so much for that plan. How's that working for you? How do you feel if you voted for Biden? According to a recent ABC poll, African-American support has plummeted from 90% to 60%. Biden has a 60% approval rating in the black community. It's plunging among Hispanics, plunging among independents. If an election were held today, Ronald McDonald would beat Joe Biden in a landslide. So, you know, again, please don't fall into the trap of getting all righteously indignant and try to defend, because I promise you, like I pointed out to Mark, none of us who supported Trump we're calling him out and saying it's a terrible thing for a president to say, to call Chuck Todd an SOB. We never went after him. We supported him. I'm sure Democrats will do the same for Biden. But even Democrats, I suspect, are laughing. And incidentally, Grandpa, we're not laughing with you. We are not laughing with the Biden administration. Welcome in. It is a Tuesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Got a lot to break down here on a busy, busy day. Breaking news, of course, Ukraine. We got 8,500 troops on high alert. We're going to tackle that. We're going to talk a little bit about why we would be fighting Russia. You ready to go to war with Russia? Huh? Why? Why again? We're going to tackle that. But, and also, give me your reaction to Biden calling a Fox News reporter a stupid SOB. Peter Ducey told Sean Hannity last night that Biden called not to apologize, but to tell him not to take it personal. Kind of bizarre. But oh well, there's that. But don't you think I'm right that we really can't go down that path of trying to compare Biden to Trump? Let's compare the reaction from the mainstream media. That, to me, seems a lot more valid. once again, their hypocrisy is on full display. Do you agree or disagree? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com.
Regarding our response to Biden and the SOB comment, I think the reason that we are upset, and it's kind of hard to laugh it off, is because they attacked Trump on every aspect of everything he said, literally tore him to shreds no matter what he said, and that for him to be able to be so blatant and disrespectful is like saying, you know, fire, fire. And I think that's why we're upset. Yes, we probably should laugh it off, but it's very difficult when it's so hypocritical.
Mike, the president is feeling the pressure, and that's where it is. And from my viewpoint, I think more people ought to ask questions when he is under pressure to see his reaction. Thank you for all you do. Love listening to you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You made my day. Appreciate the kind words. He's right. And she's right. I mean, it is, of course, incredible hypocrisy. This is the guy that promised civility and all that, but on the other hand, you know, why give the left any ammunition? What, Trump supporters are upset that Biden called Peter Ducey an SOB? Listen, the wheels are coming off the wagon. This presidency is in the ditch, and it just suffered moments ago another blow.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The Department of Labor just announced that OSHA is withdrawing the November 5th emergency temporary standard, which would have weaponized OSHA to mandate a vaccine for any employer with 100 or more people in the private sector. OSHA is officially withdrawing that emergency temporary standard. So guess what? This is coming from the Federal Register. I just heard from my buddy Alfredo Ortiz over at Job Creators Network. We won again, and hats off to Alfredo and the efforts of Job Creators Network, pushing this thing, pushing hard, getting in front of the Supreme Court, and it's just great news that OSHA now has officially withdrawn Biden's effort to use OSHA to mandate you must get a vaccine if you work in the private sector. See, you go down the list of all the things that the Biden administration has failed on, it's becoming a daily occurrence. This is just the latest. Dale's in Detroit. Hey, Dale, welcome. You're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I want you to know that the M&M experience is one of the highlights of my days, and I especially love it when it, on days like today, when it turns more into the Gallagher Davis or the GD experience.
You are... Don't say GD. Knock it off. Now, Dale's talking about, let me just tell everyone so they know, because it is pretty fun, and Mark and I have a blast. Every morning, I do a hit with Mark Davis on his morning show on 660 AM, The Answer, in Dallas. We post every one of them on the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. He and I, we're very like-minded, and we're dear friends off the air as well as on, but once in a while we disagree. You can check out that podcast, by the way, as I guess Dale does in Detroit at MikeOnline.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Get the M&M experience, as we call it, because it's a great 10 minutes or so of radio. And today was action-packed, so whose side are you on this one this morning, Dale?
Well, first of all, I listen to it live, and not on your side today.
That's all right. Tell me Mark's why. So you don't think we look silly when we complain about Biden calling Ducey an SOB after four years of Mr. Trump?
In this particular case, context is key, because in Trump's case, when he called Todd an SOB, it was right out in plain sight. He was doing a speech. He called, and it was more like saying, oh, that guy's a crazy SOB, or right, that guy's right, a smart right. SOB.
Correct.
He said, oh, he's a sleepy SOB. Whereas in this case, Biden said it kind of under his breath, you know, aside, you
right,
know,
right.
And he was actually calling it. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, so I understand the argument, but I just think you're not wrong. Mark wasn't wrong. It just to me appears kind of silly and sort of gives them a lot of ammunition when they say, oh, you poor snowflake Trump supporters, you defended Trump for 4 years, and now all of a sudden you're getting, you're offended at Joe Biden calling Peter Ducey an SOB. It just seems silly to me. We should all laugh it off and realize, as the other caller said, this is a symptom of Biden losing complete control of this presidency.
Yep, and there is another good example when Trump mocked that one reporter, and everyone said he was mocked for his disability.
They went out of their minds.
That's another example of one.
Well, there's tons of that's every day. Again, anything Trump said, they were all the hypocrites are profound and plentiful. Guess what? Let's not be like them. You're right on the merits, Dale. Glad you listen every day to the M&M Experience, and I'm glad you're listening to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher Show.
But not requiring people to be citizens in order to vote, that takes a special kind of psycho. That's crazy talk. I mean, there's a line, and that line's been crossed a long time ago. I'm going to file a bill in the Senate, and I'm going to pursue it as an amendment every chance I get that basically says, if you're a place that doesn't require people to be U.S. citizens in order to vote, then you shouldn't be getting U.S. citizen taxpayer money.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. You know, Marco Rubio there talking about policy regarding illegal immigration. You talk about crazy talk? We are in Crazyville. We have arrived at Crazy Town. We literally are allowing illegals to use arrest warrants to board planes in America. Now, unless you think you just had a little minor stroke or you're hallucinating and you're hearing things, allow me to repeat this. The United States of America allows illegal immigrants to board airplanes using arrest warrants as their form of identification. And we want to go fight Russia? How about we worry about our own problem? And we got a massive problem. Now, we got 8,500 troops who have been put on high alert. High alert. And Tucker Carlson seems to be a lone voice in the wilderness. He also seems to be, to me, a guy who's almost always ahead of the curve and usually right. And when I hear fellow Republicans tell me that we should be fighting these battles around the globe, I keep coming back to the joy we felt in a president who believed in America first. So if you believe in the America first philosophy, then are we putting America first to send our troops to the Russia-Ukraine border to fight that battle? I'm a little bit lost. And maybe you could make a good argument for me and tell me why we should be going to war with Russia. Because, you know, you can say what you want. I don't think we're talking about a minor incursion. You want to escalate things with Russia over Ukraine? I'm mystified. I want to play for you Tucker Carlson's commentary last night on Fox News. Pushing back against the elites, the neocons, the hawks, those who believe, and I'm not saying this to try to be nasty here, but we got Republicans who never saw a war overseas that they didn't like. And Donald Trump didn't believe in that. Donald Trump believed in withdrawing troops where it needed to be. He started a lot of things that Biden disastrously finished. Afghanistan comes to mind. So let's listen to Tucker last night. I want to get your take. Join me at 1-800-655-MIKE and tell me how Tucker Carlson is wrong.
When permanent Washington pushes for war with Russia, who benefits? We don't ask that question enough. The United States certainly doesn't benefit. That's obvious to anyone who thinks about it for a second. It's so glaringly obvious, in fact, that the people pushing this war immediately denounce you as a traitor if you point that out. They're betraying our country's interests, but somehow you're the one who's disloyal. Ukraine's borders are sacred. Our borders are racist. Shut up, Putin stooge. But wait a second. Why is it disloyal to side with Russia, but loyal to side with Ukraine? They're both foreign countries that don't care anything about the United States. Kind of strange. It's all an absurd performance, but it's all they've got in the end. The fact is, Ukraine is strategically irrelevant to the United States. No rational person could defend a war with Russia over Ukraine. Nobody thinks a war like that would make America safer or stronger or more prosperous. Have you taken a look at our economy recently? Dangerous levels of inflation, a workforce in disarray, wildly chaotic swings in financial markets, in case you haven't noticed. Will joining a conflict in Eastern Europe fix any of that? Come on. Of course not. It'll make it worse. If the neocons aren't restrained, and soon, Americans are going to be a lot poorer. So why are they doing this? That's a complex question. Hubris, stupidity, the damaged psychological makeup of our leaders, massive lobbying campaigns by Ukrainian politicians and American defense contractors. All of those factors play a role in this. No tragedy has a single cause. But what's not at all complicated is who benefits from our conflict with Russia. China benefits, period. The Chinese government is the only certain winner here. We can give you many examples to illustrate this, but consider the latest economic sanctions the White House has proposed against Russia. The Biden administration may use something called the Foreign Direct Product Rule to cut off Russia's supply of semiconductors made with American technology. This would, in the hopeful assessment of the Washington Post, quote, potentially deprive Russian citizens of some smartphones, tablets, and video game consoles. So depriving Russian citizens is good, we're told, because Russian citizens are bad. Okay. But what are the long-term effects on us? Russians are still going to have smartphones. They'll just get their components somewhere else, meaning from China. The Chinese have already pledged to help, and they have every incentive to make good on that promise. In other words, the Biden administration will have succeeded in continuing to drive our two main global rivals closer to a permanent alliance with one another. How does that help America? Well, it doesn't. Over time, it's dangerous, and not just militarily.
Now, Tucker is routinely condemned for being a stooge of Russia. He spouts Russian propaganda. I believe it's real simple. I think Tucker Carlson's default position is we shouldn't go to war with Russia. That's it. He doesn't want to go to war with Russia. I don't think that makes him a Russian stooge. So help me understand why we should be involved in this conflict in Eastern Europe. Dor is in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Dor. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me why we should be involved in this conflict.
So I want to be clear that I don't think that we should be involved militarily. However, we need to be involved in this conflict because Tucker was wrong about it not being strategic. If you look at Ukraine's neighbors, then that does have a strategic effect on how we deal as the free world with Russia.
Well, how do we get involved? What's the alternate to being involved? What's the alternative to being involved militarily?
Well, to be strong economically. So just like what Trump did when he made us energy independent,
right.
And he put a focus on us being a strong country, then essentially weakening Russia's economy,
right.
And not through sanctions, but through our strengths, then that is putting America first.
Yeah, you're not giving me the alternative. The military option is the only that's on the table right now. We got 8,500 troops, our troops, on high alert. Tell me how it benefits us to go to war with Russia militarily.
Oh, I think it's a terrible thing, but I do think that it is important to have this as an American first type of position that we need to be involved in that conflict, not militarily.
Well, be involved how, Dor? Let me try again. Be involved how? How do you want to be involved in tackling or taking on Russia over Putin's desire to invade Ukraine?
By being strong with Putin himself.
All right.
And showing him that.
And showing him how? With a show of military force?
No, a show that the problem is that Biden has weakened our economy completely.
You're changing subjects here. Come on, stay focused. What do you want us to do to be strong with Putin, if not militarily? 8,500 troops on high alert, that's the military, Dor.
Yes, sir, and that's actually not even enough. I don't think that scares them at all.
Oh, so you do want a military show of force, and you want us to go to war with Russia?
No.
Well, Dor.
Of course not.
All right. I gave up. Thank you, sir. Nice talking to you. 1-800-655-MIKE, Vinny on Long Island. Hey, Vinny, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Help me understand how it makes us safer to go to war with Russia over Ukraine.
Well, actually, I didn't call in because of that. I just want to say something to you that I think about that I'm not sure if other people think about. We, back in 2001, we just had some terrorists take over a couple of airplanes and look at the damage they did to our country. You know, what happens when they bring it to us? We're always going into other countries, starting war, dropping troops, dropping bombs. What happens when they bring it to us? What happens when they get tired? The government's going to do what they're going to do.
All right. Thank you, Vinny. All right, we're back to back there. It's got to be me. Hey, Tracy, are you making toast over there? I'm smelling some burning toast. Did you burn the toast, Tracy? I'm hearing things, I guess. I mean, listen, both of these guys are saying what I'm saying. What about Americans? What benefits America by us going to war with Russia over an Eastern European conflict? Neither country gives a rat's rear end about the United States. I don't understand it. I mean, there now I will go back to Dor a little bit ago, who said he wanted to use alternatives to the military. How about not banning the pipelines? The ban on the Nord Stream pipeline. I think that's what Pat in Phoenix wants to address. That's a non-military show of strength. Hey, Pat, welcome. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm not supposed to say good morning. I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Hit him in the pocketbook. You don't need to hit him militarily. We basically enabled him to do this by giving him that pipeline. He has the money he needs. Stop the pipeline or threaten to stop the pipeline if he doesn't pull his troops back.
There you go. I mean, that's something. Listen, we didn't have anything close to any of this in the 4 years of Donald J. Trump. Sorry to repeat myself, but it is absolutely true. 15 before the hour, more coming up. Busy edition with 8,500 troops on high alert. You agree with Tucker's assessment and mine? I'm with Tucker Carlson. I mean, he doesn't want to go to war with Russia, and somehow he's a Russian puppet. Okay, I guess I am too, because I really don't feel like putting our troops in harm's way. I don't want your sons and daughters to go into battle to fight militarily Russia. Am I crazy? Speaking of crazy, the old Canadian rocker Neil Young wants to put his foot down over Spotify and Joe Rogan. You're going to love that. It's coming up.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org.
Alone in the moonlight, saw his woman kiss another man's sword. Takes a ladder, steals the stars from the sky, puts on some nut.
If you're down and confused, Mike Gallagher.
I like the economic sanctions ideas. Far better than going to war with Russia. But Joe Biden's arrogant enough to think that this threat will make Russia back off. Don't think so.
Hey, Mike, listen, I'm a retired Marine, 20-plus years service. If anybody thinks we need to go to war with Russia, I invite them to go to any VA hospital parking lot or waiting room and just sit there for an hour or so and look at all the 20-somethings and 30-somethings and even teens that are in there with missing arms, legs, eyes, maimed, on crutches, or in a wheelchair. And then ask yourself, is this what we want to do with our youth today? This is wrong all the way around, no matter how you look at it. Have a good day.
You too. I suspect that a lot of people who want us to bang the drum and go to war with Russia don't have kids who could face that. So, I'm not trying to disparage people with military-aged family, but hey, I think a lot of people who talk a big game about going to war all over the world, they don't have to risk that. This doesn't seem like banging the drum. This seems like wag the dog to me. Wonder how much of this is attempting to distract from the disaster we have right now in the country. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. I did something yesterday. I asked Mike Lindell personally if we could have a big special price on a product that everybody loves. It feels like everybody's talking about the Giza Dream Sheets. Are you ready for an offer that's going to knock your socks off? Check this out. Mike Lindell gave this for Mike Gallagher Show listeners only. Those Giza Dream Sheets, the soft, luxurious sheets, right now save 60% off a set of Giza Dream Sheets with price as low as $39.99. Let that sink in. $39.99 when you use the promo code MikeG. And you'll get a free copy of Mike's inspirational book, What Are the Odds? I love his book. Mike, they could make a movie out of Mike's life. I mean, from crackhead to CEO. From a crack addict to CEO, that's his story. He's a great self-made man. And, of course, the left and everybody's tried to cancel him, and you never let it happen. So if you've been thinking about these Giza Dream Sheets and they were a little bit out of your price range, I'll bet they're not now. Imagine a big, soft, luxurious set of sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, 60% off with prices as low as $39.99 with promo code MikeG. And don't forget, we'll throw in a free copy of Mike Lindell's inspirational book, which you will love. What are the odds? Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And then with anything you order, enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. So Neil Young, remember Neil Young? I mean, I'm not really much of a fan. In fact, years ago, I've got to find this somewhere in the archives. Somebody Google Mike Gallagher, Neil Young, Rolling Stone. I was quoted in Rolling Stone magazine, critical of Neil Young, and it was the same kind of crap, the sort of un-American stuff that he espouses. Don't forget, he's a Canadian. I'm not sure the First Amendment is real big in Canada. And clearly it's not big with Neil Young. He's demanding the big legendary songwriter, singer, he's demanding that Spotify take down Joe Rogan's podcast. Listen to he claims that Joe Rogan gives vaccine misinformation. You want to look online, see what these crazies are saying about Joe Rogan. He's like a kind of a common sense, middle of the road guy. He's no conservative. He just lets conservatives talk. He challenges them, but he also challenges liberals. Oh, they hate that. He challenges lefties. So Neil Young has demanded that it either Joe Rogan goes from Spotify or Neil Young goes. Joe Rogan has got gazillions of subscribers and followers, listeners. Guess what? And incidentally, I keep saying Canadian. I guess he became an American citizen. I got to find that article when I was quoted. It was years ago. It was a long time ago. I wasn't on the cover of Rolling Stone, but I was quoted critiquing Neil Young like I would do today. Because you know what my message would be if I'm Spotify and Neil Young was threatening to silence Joe Rogan if they didn't take him down? Hey, Neil, it's been a good partnership. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. You know, unbelievable how, take down the platform. No, you can't hear any point of view except Neil Young's. You better be right on board with the proletariat. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.